You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
She is Mandy Bell, and she is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline right now. Mandy, how you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Congratulations. You've made it to favorite guest status on the show.
Wow.
I am honored.
Yeah, that's somewhere around friend of the show, just so you know. It's like on the professional. It's like the LinkedIn of social networks. That's like you can get that if you're on the other side. If you're friend of the show, that's like Twitter. But favorite guest on the show is more like LinkedIn for anybody that's following along at home. And I'm sure I'm annoying people by even saying that. Mandy, let's ask the big question about Clevinger. Is he back because he's back, or is he back because they want to get him a start and they want to trade him?
I think he's back because he's back. I mean, I know there's so much that you can consider at this point. Nothing is off the table, it seems like, just because of, you know, everything this year just seems to be so up in the air and no one really knows what's going on. So it could be for any reason, but I really do think that he's back because he's back. He did his time, and I think that between the two of them, I was expecting it to be Clevinger, not Plesac, that would come back up. Adam Plutko has struggled over the last few days, and now it's starting to get a little bit more competitive. You have the Twins out there. It's not the run of the Tigers, Pirates, Tigers little stretch over the past week anymore. It's competitive, and now they have to make sure that they're not losing too much ground in the AL Central, especially with the way the White Sox are playing. I think they needed to make sure that they're running the best guys out there. And I don't think Plutko would have been that option. So if you start looking down toward Lake County, I think it was time to go with either Clevinger or Plesac, and I was expecting it to be Clevinger. So I do think he's just back.
For now, is he back on Tuesday, or is he
wearing
a different uniform?
I still think he's back on Tuesday. I know that there's going to be a lot of talk going on between now and Monday. I know that there's going to be a lot of teams that check in, because how couldn't you? It's somebody, it's the Indians' number two starter. It's somebody as proven, talented as Clevinger is. I'm sure they're going to get a lot of calls, and I think everybody knows the Indians need for some bats. But I don't know if there's going to be teams out there that will be willing to give up as much as maybe what Clevinger would deserve to be able to be moved in this type of a season. It's a little bit strange. It's a little bit different, and it's shorter, and nothing's really promised this year. Barring another COVID outbreak, I'm assuming everyone's thinking the season will be completed this year, but nobody really knows. So there's so much up in the air that I don't know if teams are going to be willing to give up enough that the Indians think that they would need in return for somebody like Clevinger.
Hey, Mandy, I'll come back to this in a second, the trade. I'm just curious, how's Tito? And what have you heard over the last 24 hours with the blood clots?
Yeah,
and just what's going on?
Yeah, yesterday was the first time that we really got more details. And I think that there had just been so much confusion and it was just a little bit vague over the past week. And so Tito reached out to Antonetti and said, look, go ahead and give them more details. It's perfectly fine. For anyone who knows Terry Francona, they would know that if he sat down in that chair and started explaining things, he would just tell us straight up what he's been going through. And so he's been going through some stomach problems, and he's been in and out of the Cleveland Clinic. And so I guess during that evaluation process for that, it was found that he had some clotting in his blood, and so they had to put in a stent to make sure that flow was going to be okay, everything would be running smoothly, and so I'm sure it's a little bit of a blessing in disguise that he was still going in there so often to make sure that this was found. So the surgery, the procedure that he had on Friday was for that, and he feels a little bit roughed up after that, as you can expect. And so it's going to take him a little bit to bounce back, but the Indians are very, very optimistic about the outlook after all this in the long run. So I think that's the biggest positive to take away.
Is the long run this year, Mandy? Or do you think he could be done for the rest of this season? I mean, there's not much of it left.
Yeah, I think if it wouldn't be this year, they wouldn't keep dangling it out there. Because I think there's nothing more frustrating for somebody who's battling something like this than to have to constantly be answering to people of, are you going to come back? Are you good enough to come back? And I don't think they would add that to his plate if there wasn't a chance. And I don't think that they want to rule it out right now. So I do think that there is still a chance that he'll come back this year. And again, if anyone knows Terry Francona, this has just got to be killing him to be away from the team. So I'm sure just him himself would be saying, look, I'm going to do everything I can to make it back at some point.
All right, let's go back to the trade deadline stuff, because I've been wondering since the first time I saw, we're talking about blood clots with Tito. Do you have a list of guys you want to see the Indians go out and get? Is there, and who would be worth, Clevinger for blank?
Well, I think the biggest one right now would be Clevinger for Clint Frazier. It just seems like it's a perfect match. Now, it can't just be Clint Frazier, because that wouldn't be enough. But it just seems like it's a guy that's right in the Indians' wheelhouse that, he wouldn't be hitting free agency until 2025. So that's a guy who's under control for a little bit. He's shown this year already what he can do with his bat. I know he's had some troubles getting some consistent playing time with the Yankees. It's been better this year, but still, it's just like he's always sort of been like an odd man out over the past few seasons. And I think it could be a perfect fit for the Indians if he would come here, and then maybe you can start looking at other guys. I know they have Clark Schmidt, who's their number one overall prospect, who's an outfield prospect. Now, that's a little bit further down the line, but you can start asking about these guys, and you can start looking toward building up your own farm system to trying to get more outfielders, because that just seems where they're lacking right now. They obviously have Daniel Johnson right now. They have Oscar Mercado. All these guys are optimistic about, but continuing to build that pipeline for the outfield, I think, wouldn't hurt. So you have that. You have different options for maybe a reliever that if you want to try to keep bolstering up this bullpen and maybe move out some of like the Dominic Leones or guys like that. You could look into maybe asking about someone like Chad Green, his numbers this year are fantastic. And that could be a perfect seventh inning guy before you get to Karinchak in the eighth and then Brad Hand in the ninth. I mean, there's definitely some different guys that you could add on to that. But I do think Clint Frazier would be a one that just seems like he's a perfect fit.
Would you like Miguel Andujar in that thing, Mandy, or not?
The problem with Andujar, I mean, he has a great bat that he's shown over the last few years. They're trying him out a little bit more in the outfield, but if Clint Frazier's in that deal, I don't think they have a spot. The Indians have a spot for him in the outfield because you also have Naquin, you have Jordan Luplo, who probably platoon with Naquin, and then you have Mercado maybe eventually coming back up to center field. You have DeShields in center. It just doesn't seem like Andujar would fit in the outfield, and then you obviously have first and third locked up pretty well with Santana and Jose Ramirez. So I don't know where he'd fit. The bat would be great. I'm sure they would love to have that. It's just Framel Reyes is locked in at DH. There doesn't seem to be that defensive puzzle piece, like that perfect match like Frazier would be if he was included in that deal as well.
There's no way we're going to hear any Lindor rumblings over the next week, is there? I can't see it. I don't think that happens, but you just never know. I think I got to ask the question.
Yeah. I mean, you obviously never know. But I really don't. I expect that at all. It just seems like that's completely quiet on this front. I know it hasn't helped because of his slow start to the year to even have his name floating around too much. But even still, I think if that's something that's going to be an off-season thing. I've thought that ever since we found out that this is going to be a different year, a shortened season. If this was a full season and he would have had a great start and the Indians maybe would have been out of it or something like that, then yeah, I think that this would have been a time that we would be talking about it. But I don't see it by next Monday.
How impressed have you been with James Karinchak?
Oh, goodness. I mean, it's been unbelievable to watch. Now, the biggest concern with him was his fastball command. I know that was always the hesitation of, okay, this guy has great stuff. He's proven it, but can he actually thrive on the big stage? Because will he have those clunker outings where he walks four or five guys? And we saw that in some of his inner squad outings during summer camp, and he runs into trouble, but he really hasn't. He has a handful of walks, but Nothing that's gotten him in too much of a difficult inning. And he certainly answers pretty quickly and has racked up the strikeouts so far. It's really been impressive for him to just be adjusting to the big leagues right now. It's just been really a seamless transition, the way he's able to keep his composure despite whatever he's yelling to himself out there. That none of us really know however he gets himself hyped up. But he's really kept his composure and figured out ways out of this. And it's been fun to watch because it really shows the potential of what he could turn into in a few years with some more experience.
Mandy, there was another story out this morning that kind of had J.D. Martinez's name as maybe a possibility for the Indians to try to make a deal. I don't know. Yeah, I started looking at the money and that. And having Tito here made me think, okay, well, maybe that might be. But the more you would think about I on paper, I'd love to see it, but I just don't – I can't see that happening. I was just curious if you heard that name and if that was – what your reaction is, even if I just said it and that was the first time you heard it.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've started to hear a handful of random outfielders that could possibly be a fit. Because, look, I mean, if you're giving up someone like Mike Clevenger, you could get really a lot in return. You could get some bigger names out there in return. But the problem is money. And I think that's why Clint Frazier is always the one I go back to, because he's under team control until 2025. It's the perfect type of Indians deal to get talent at the cheapest rate that you can, because they are in a tight financial situation. And I think every team this year is in a tight financial situation just because of the losses that they've had to go through. So, you have someone like Martinez who's signed through 2022, but for, I think it's like 5 years, like around $109-110 million. I don't know. I mean, that's starting to get a little bit higher than what they're used to dishing out. And so we talked to Antonetti yesterday, and he was asked about the financial situation and if they're going to be tight this year. And he said, look, we've been pretty transparent with you guys about our losses this year. And I think every team's sort of dealing with that. So it's going to be difficult. It's something even more than what we're used to having to navigate. So I don't know if they can and do any type of heavy lifting at this deadline to pick up some contracts unless teams are willing to take a chunk of the deal and as part of the trade.
Mandy Bell's joining us with the way this outfield is played. Mandy, if you don't make a Clevenger deal for Clint Frazier, you still have to do something else, don't you, before the trade deadline? You're not going to go deep in the playoffs with an outfield that can't hit. And that, I think that's basically where you are. What else do you think could be done?
Yeah, I think that they have some options. I think that they do have some choices and some smaller deals. And I don't think there's any secret about where their area depth is, and that's starting pitching. And so you have guys like Adam Plutko. You have guys in the minors that are intriguing, like Scott Moss or Logan Allen, and both of which they picked up last year at the trade deadline in that Trevor Bauer trade. They have some different arms that teams that are in really desperate need of starting pitching, they can start having conversations about. It wouldn't be the top level Clevenger type of deal. It's not trying to acquire an ace like pitcher, but it would be small enough that. And these guys have been proven enough that, yeah, it could be something that you're willing to take a risk on and still get a decent bat in return. So I think I know there's been wondering about Tristan McKenzie because of after his start, his impressive debut last weekend, would he be included in anything? I don't think he would be just because of the excitement level that they've had about him. They've really remained true to him over the past few years, despite all of his injuries. So I don't know if they would really feel comfortable doing that right now after everything they've been through with him, but anything's on the table. So they have a lot of intriguing arms for teams to check in on. So even if it's not the blockbuster type of trade of Mike Clevenger, I do think that they have enough starting pitching that they've proven year after year now that they could at least have some calls on that and see if they can get something smaller done.
Okay. So Mandy, let me put it to you. Let me kind of ask all the same questions we've been asking in just one basic answer. Here's what I'm kind of looking for. If the Indians are all in on trying to win the World Series this year, they will do what at the trade deadline? Define all in for the Indians in trying to get and win the World Series this year.
Oh, man. All in would like all completely in, all the chips in the center of the table. It might be a Clevenger type of trade. I think if you would see that, and if he would get an enormous return, something like we saw Trevor Bauer got the Indians last year, then I think that could be the sign, like, okay, they're really serious about this right now and they're trying to go, which seems really strange because it sort of sounds like they're selling when they're getting rid of one of their top starters, but they've become the masters of buying by selling, and it's mind-blowing how they can better their teams by getting rid of some of these guys, and that just shows how much pitching they truly do have. But I think that would be it. Now, that's not to say that they can't figure out ways to do it without getting rid of him, but I think that's a sign of, like, okay, this is they're going for it.
Man, that's a great way. I've never heard anybody put it that way before. That makes sense. Buying by selling. Excellent stuff. Mandy, thank you so much. We will talk to you soon. And, of course, we read you every day, MLB.com. Thanks, Mandy.
Yep, thank you, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.